New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Dotsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. I'm going to jump right in with our fabulous guest, Marcy Zaroff. She is here to talk about the book that I love, Eco Renaissance, a lifestyle guide for co-creating a stylish, sexy, and sustainable world. Love that. Hi, Marcy.
Thank you. Hi, Lisa. Great to be here with you.
All about it's so nice to have you on. Yes, isn't it? And I have to say, I love your book. And it was interesting because there's so many people in here that I've interviewed, and I love that you went to like the best of the best. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know Ashley Kopp. Oh my gosh, I know this. We'll get into it. It's fabulous. So I loved in the introduction how you say, not too long ago, I used to have to drive an hour to find the closest health food store, yoga class. The green lifestyle movement was confined to a small niche community dismissed by most as crazy hippies and granola lovers. While I don't deny my inner tree hugger, I'm also very much a material girl. I love fashion, travel, delicious food, and I live in a high rise in Manhattan. So my first question is, when can I move in with you? Because I love all those things too. I can sleep on the couch.
I always said I can't be the only one that wants to bridge the fashionista and the tree hugger, right?
Right. No, that's why I'm like, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. No, the premise of the whole book is about no compromise, right? It's that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, crunchy, frumpy, boxy, beige, boring, and eating, you know, granola and brown rice that has no flavor. And at the same time, you know, to be a conscious consumer and, you know, someone who wants it all is just what this is about. I mean, this whole movement is all about this and that.
Oh, I love that. I was just in New York City because I have a book that just came out called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, which I'd love to get you. And it's not about dirty sex. It's just about, you know, but you're a smart gal, I can tell. But some people look at me funny. But what I love in the book is similar to mine is that I interviewed the best of the best and got their info on fitness and relationships and communication and foods for better blood flow and better health. And I love that you talk with some great people about this as well. But I want to, before we get into some of those experts, let's talk about the five C's of the Eco Renaissance movement. Can you just share a few of this with us, Marcy?
Yeah, so the common theme that I found across all of these popular culture sectors or spokes in the wheel of change are creativity, because, of course, we can create whatever reality we want. I mean, we're all creators, and everything around us is something someone has created. And then, of course, collaboration, because 1 + 1 = 11. We're stronger together than we are apart. Connection, well, we all see the power of connectivity today. Community, because we are all in this together, and consciousness, because as we climb that ladder of consciousness, we have a different perspective on everything around us. Whether you're talking about food or beauty or wellness or fashion or business or art, you know, when I look at the Eco Renaissance and what's driving this movement, those five pillars are like the, you know, like water for chocolate. I mean, that's kind of the DNA of the movement, that is these sort of underlying principles. So common.
You know what else I love is living Eco Renaissance art. And you talk about these wonderful things that you can do. Tips to echofy your creative energy. Choose a project or endeavor you love. Live for the moment. Be willing to challenge yourself. Find space and time that will allow you to surrender. Clear away distractions. These are really important.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you recognize that we are just made of energy, right? You know, it's all about being in the flow. And I think people kind of lose sight of the fact that when you start to unleash that sort of inner creator within you, you know, you start to flow in a different way. And ultimately, the goal here, the end game, is to align your personal and your professional values so you're not in conflict, you know, kind of out of resonance with that flow. I think the more we recognize how do we balance ourselves and how do we stay true to ourselves and how do we learn to pivot when things aren't necessarily what we thought they should be, you know, it's all part of that process. And I think if you look at children, the first thing that they're taught when they go to school is, you know, art, right? They're taught to kind of pick up, you know, crowns and coloring paper and just start to, you know, and just start to channel that internal without any kind of someone telling them what they're supposed to do. It's really very organic. And I think we have to get back to that. as humans, right?
Oh, definitely. Well, I thought it was interesting that when I think of eco-renaissance, I thought of food, I thought of clothes, but you have music, which I thought was great. And you named some fabulous bands. I love the Bare Naked Ladies. And it's more encompassing, which I really like. Talk to us about that process of what to include in this wonderful book. How did you, come about that?
Yeah, well, I have personally spent over 30 years kind of navigating this movement. And, the realization I had in my early years was once you plant that seed of consciousness, once you sort of are thinking about the choices that you're making and why, you can't just box that into a single place in your life that, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. And they're, eating organic food as an example, but then not realizing that they're supporting a super toxic fashion world, or that they're putting, chemical ridden beauty products on their skin. So I think once you realize that all these worlds are interconnected, and that you start to notice things very differently. And the musician piece is, who are those musicians that are kind of singing and writing about this world of consciousness, and channeling that through great music. And I think the idea of, this book being through the lens of design, we can change the world. Like the original Renaissance, coming out of the dark ages, we're kind of in this modern day dark ages. And design isn't limited to, fashion. It's taste in food, it's scent and functionality in beauty products, it's, soulfulness in music, there's so many layers to this. But I think that, what creates an eco-renaissance movement is when you can connect all the dots.
Yeah, I completely agree. I knew this because, honestly, my husband used to get these jeans online, and Marcy, the formaldehyde smell would make me sick. And he's pretty eco-friendly. I'm like, honey, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, but they fit so well. I'm like, you got a great butt. Just get some jeans that aren't full of, you'd kill me if you said that. But anyway, I'm looking at this list. You've got glyphosate, chlorine bleach, formaldehyde, VOCs, PFCs, bromated flame retardants, ammonia, heavy metals, lead, chromium, cadmium, thiosulfates, plastisol. I want to turn you on to a book I think you would love. I don't know if you heard of this guy. I just had him on, Sicker, Fatter, Poorer, The Urgent Threat of Hormone Disrupting Chemicals to Our Health and Future and What We Can Do About It. Leonardo Trasande, MD. I was really impressed, Marcy, I have to say, that a medical doctor was like talking about all this stuff. So I wanted to turn you on to that because I think for some people, the doctors just go, come on, just, plug in the Febreze thing or, okay. I was just traveling. I was in New York. And then I went to Virginia and I was taking Ubers. Every flipping Uber car had some kind of tree thing with the artificial stuff or a plug-in thing. And it was really cold at one point. I had my head out the window like I was a dog happy, but I wasn't happy. I cannot breathe that crap in. It's awful. And
yeah,
I don't think people get how harmful.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I get into New York City elevators and, and people are reeking of synthetic perfumes. I just get like, that gag factor. But, I think people also forget, and you were talking about some of the chemicals that are absolutely prevalent in textile products that people just don't realize, the thousands of chemicals in the fashion system. But the skin is the largest organ in our body and our primary organ for absorption. So we have to remember, it's not just what we put in our bodies that matters. It's also what we put on our bodies, which is why it's important to be thinking about, the beauty products and personal care we're using, the fashion that we're wearing. When you have a third of the population walking around with asthma and allergies, that's just not normal. It shouldn't be that way, right? We have to be thinking about, wow, why do 70 million people have asthma and allergies? And to just deny the fact that there's some connection to what we're putting in our environment or what we're putting on our skin, would be romantic, right?
Oh, definitely. Now let's talk about clothes. I am 100% secondhand. Well, except for my bras and underwear, which I'll get organic cotton. But I'm just curious, what do you think of that? Because for some people, maybe it's expensive to get the eco fashion I'm just being honest, but I think everyone could get secondhand.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have some beautiful secondhand. There's a store in my town. And honestly, a lot of wealthy people wear something once or twice. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got this for like a third or not even a third, an eighth of what it would be new. And so I'm walking around in this beautiful clothes that are secondhand and I feel better about them. Where do you stand on that?
Oh yeah, no, there's a huge movement in the fashion movement right now, the eco fashion movement around re-commerce. So everything from, I'm a huge fan of Rent the Runway. I mean, I have a monthly account. Ooh. I rent tons of my clothing. I have, you know, every four outfits I return, I get four new ones, return four new ones, return four new ones. And I also love, there's a site called The Real Real, and it's the same thing. It's just, they've taken, you know, they've basically gone in and cleaned out people's closets and then, you know, cleaned up the product and authenticated it if it's designer level, and then they resell it. So it continues the lifespan of these, you know, good quality apparel, which will help us move away from the disposable fashion mentality. And then you have companies that are doing incredible remaking and repurposing, like, you know, Renewal Workshop, where they're buying things or they're getting things back that have a missing button, a broken zipper, you know, a little tear, and they're fixing them so they look perfect, and they're putting those back into the system. So there's so many amazing models of the circular economy right now, and that is definitely a big part of the wheel of change within the fashion revolution.
All right, tell us about this Rent the Runway. That sounds super cool.
Well, you know, when I first started using Rent the Runway, it was like, okay, I'm going to a black tie affair. If I buy a new dress, am I really ever going to wear it again? Or is it going to sit in the back of my closet with the other black tie, you know, outfits that I wore once or twice, right? So I learned about Rent the Runway when it was actually a very early stage company, and it was kind of born from, you know, solving that issue, right? Which most women can relate to. And, you know, and so it started there, but then as they started expanding their offering, you know, I was literally, because I travel so much and I'm on Instagram and, you know, and of course part of the allure of this fast fashion mentality is, you know, new outfits and kind of that sort of having different looks, right? So suddenly I realized, wow, I can rent these looks and high quality products and, you know, constantly have that creative flow that I love in fashion. But again, you know, never wasting or feeling this desire to just throw it in the back of the closet. And so now, I think they have a waiting list. It's become such a successful business model, but it's kind of like when you go onto Airbnb or, you know, TripAdvisor, or any of these companies, or Amazon, and you get ratings and reviews, and you can look at people and what they, you know, what they look like in these in the clothing. They can tailor, you know, what they're recommending you rent based on, you know, your body type, your size, your age, your, you know, desires, what you've rented before, and they've just mastered the art on their technology system. So now when you go on, it's super easy. You know, you have a huge selection. And I've never had a bad experience, and I should be a spokesperson for them, literally, because I'm always talking about how much I love running from Rent the Runway, and more companies are being born that are, you know, emulating them now every day.
That's fantastic. You know, I loved reading about the Green Carpet Challenge, and this is by Livia Firth, and it's looking at transparency, no child labor, fair work, community traceability, and preservation of resources and environment. And I love how you say on the red carpet, the question is always, what are you wearing? Imagine if the answer wasn't just another high-end designer, but someone truly groundbreaking, such as Daniel Silverstein of Zero Waste. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah. So, you know, Daniel, he's great. He is just this dynamo designer in New York City who has built his business on, you know, buying scraps and designing them into gorgeous, gorgeous outfits. And now he also does sportswear. So, you know, all of the red carpet and green carpet, you know, award things that I've been to, I go to Daniel and we co-create outfits together, you know, custom. So, you know, and then Metaware, my company that manufactures organic apparel, we actually send Daniel scraps. And so there's a photo of me in the book wearing a shirt, a sweatshirt that says trashy on it. And that's made from organic cotton scraps that avoided going in the trash. And they went right into a really awesome, super soft sweatshirt instead. So it's just, again, more about this circular economy that what we take from the earth, we have to give back to the earth. We have to keep that lifespan going, and we have to stop looking at fashion in a linear way that it will just end up in the landfills, like, you know, 5% of landfills are textile waste and growing. And, you know, over 70 pounds of clothing are thrown away a year for the average American. So it's just, we, you know, business as usual just can't keep going. And there's so much, you know, so many designers like Daniel and companies like the Package Free Shop, you know, with Lauren Singer, Trash is for Tossers. And that are just focusing now on reducing waste, which is great.
Oh, I love that. Trash is for tossers. That's a crack up. You know what else I love? I love how, like I mentioned earlier, that you spoke to some really great people in all different walks of life, whether they be actresses or environmentalists. Robin O'Brien, we love her here on Naturally Savvy. Mm. And you asked her, what is a personal eco-renaissance tip you can share with other readers? And I love this. Share more. Your heart, your clothes, your love. We have more than enough to go around. Huge fan of Sean Korn. That was the first yoga video I ever did. And I thought she was amazing. And I love how she writes, if every person made a commitment to their own deep inner work, confronting the limited beliefs that often disconnect us from ourselves, each other, and the planet, whether it be through yoga, therapy, life coaching, getting into a 12-step recovery program, or one of many other ways to explore personal development and growth, the world would inevitably become a better place. I'd like her for president. I think she's really right. Yeah. She's really right on. I also mentioned that you have Ashley Kopp. And then I thought it was interesting. You have a NASCAR driver. You have Vanni Hari, who we love here as well. We've had her on a bunch of times. Gunnar Lovelace, I like him. Kathy Freston. I was like, I've talked to all these great people. Dan Buettner, I love the whole Blue Zone thing. But you, that must have been fun. Isn't that a fun part of it, getting to talk to some people that you really admire and finding out what they do and how they can help others?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, having spent the last almost 30 years in this movement, I've actually been so blessed by, you know, meeting some of these amazing people who have turned, you know, ideas into action. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, you know, from Albert Einstein, you know, we can't solve today's problems with the same consciousness that created them, right? So all right. of these people are people who are doing well by doing good and channeling, you know, different, you know, passions, whether it be, you know, driving a NASCAR car and then taking a stand on, you know, renewable energy or plant-based eating. I mean, Leilani Munter she's just amazing. And NASCAR has one of the biggest viewerships of any sport. So she's sending that message through all of her actions, you know, on the track, which is so cool. And then you have, you know, Robin and Ashley, who I love dearly, dear friends of mine so many years. And, you know, when you start realizing, and I can't wait to meet you, I'm sure our paths will cross soon. You know, it's this idea of we're all talking the same language, right? And, you know, when we come together and we can tell a more holistic story about the collective movement and the collective vision, we're so much stronger together than we are apart. You know, the 1 + 1 = 11. So all of these people who I call my Illuminartists, right? They're like my modern day Michelangelos, and I've curated them very intentionally to take the reader of Eco Renaissance on a journey to kind of go down the rabbit hole. Check out, you know, what Lauren Bush has done with, you know, Feed Bag. You know, check out what, you know, Vanni Hari or Chloe Cascarelli are doing in terms of, you know, the food system. You know, check out Dan Buettner's Blue Zones. You know, check out Stella McCartney, who people, you know that she's vegan, but check out how amazing she's been in the fashion world in terms of being a real role model and leader around the materials she uses and the processes that she uses. And, you know, she was the first to partner with Adidas and Parley for the Oceans to come up with, you know, sneakers that literally, you know, are made from ocean trash, solving, you know, ocean pollution and ocean plastic, which is solving a huge crisis, environmental crisis. So there's so many good stories and good people. And obviously I just scratched the surface of who they are and what they do, but kind of put them out there so that people who, you know, in the whole world of influencers is a big world today, you know, and if you're going to follow people, follow these people.
I agree. Well, I'm following you. I think you're fabulous. And Andrea is going to be so sad she missed it. So Marcy, I hope you'll come back because Andrea created NaturallySavvy.com and we created the show together and she's just so on board and would absolutely love to get to speak with you too.
I would love that. I would love that. So I am, my arms and heart are always wide open. So absolutely. Let me know.
Awesome.
It's always, you know, as I said, co-creation. So let's change the world. Right.
And you're at Marcy Zaroff. Of course. Yes. Fun is good. So you're at Marcy Zaroff, MarciZaroff on Instagram and Twitter. I'm assuming, are you everywhere? I'm guessing Pinterest.
That's right.
And the whole nine yards.
Yes,
all right.
And,
well, I want to
Facebook, Marcy Zaroff. Yep.
Great.
No, and my website is marcyzaroff.com. Yeah. awesome.
Terrific. Oh, this is great. All right. Well, I want to thank Marcy because she's fabulous. I also want to thank our sponsor this month, the wonderful Barleans. I take their Barleans Swirls fish oil every day. I like the mango peach. It's absolutely incredible. And right now they have something, CBD hemp oil, ideal CBD hemp oil. Now they have been making oils, their family, and supplements in the Pacific Northwest for nearly 30 years. And as a leader in the natural foods industry, they stake their reputation on innovating and creating the quality products and that their customers have come to expect. So if we're talking about their extra strength ideal CBD, it uses industrial hemp from American farms, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free. It includes a full spectrum of cannabinoids and other micronutrients. Check them out at barleans.com. Be sure to check me out at Health Media Gal 1, just a number 1, Andrea at Andrea Donsky, at Naturally Savvy, and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.